No, fuck that shit, man. I'm a smoker.
Chris has stopped blowing his power through.
My eyes are going hazy.
I was going to mute my mic just so I could take a breath again. Yeah, hello and welcome to episode 3 of the Fail Capped podcast. I'm your host Haggis, and here with me is my co-host Grey Fox.
Hiya.
That was way too long. I'm going to have to try and edit that fucking pause now. Just cheers for that. No pauses, man. No pauses.
Right.
I'd like to thank everybody that checked out our first 2 podcasts, and we've had over 750 views, which again is far more than we anticipated. Secondly, I'd like to reintroduce the reoccurring guest speaker and potential future co-host, Elias.
Hiya.
Hiya.
I'm still catching my breath.
So am I, man. So am I. So, again, for last week, 25, Feast for Scotland, he's been playing WoW since Vanilla, he used to play a Hunter, but now he's playing his Druid for PvE, and, I'll edit that to you. Can't fucking read. How are you feeling about Resto Druid? Aye, right, so, how are you feeling about playing Druid 2 weeks after the patches have slowed down?
It's alright. I've rediscovered the Force of Nature and Dreamer Scenario setup, which lets you do a bit of DPS whilst healing, and causes Wrath's like mana neutral. It's quite a good way to get mana back. So I found a way to basically become a Disc Priest.
What other healers do you have in your guild when you're raiding?
We've got a Mistweaver Monk and a Disc Priest, who used to be a Holy Pally, but he changed for progress just because this priests are just overpowered. Ridiculous.
How are you feeling in comparison to you two when you're healing?
I can pump out bigger numbers than the two of them, like raid wide. Mistweaver and Resto is quite similar in terms of just being able to blanket the raid, although it feels like he can do it quicker than I can, but mine's hit for more. So I feel on par with the Mistweaver and ahead of the Disc Priest, but the Disc Priest is more versatile and his shields land for more, so that tends to blanket the raid before my heals hit anyway. So
good to say. I do feel like, especially in LFR, it's no very often that I'm no top when I'm healing as a Disc Priest. And so if the other day there was a holy priest that was actually out healing me, and I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck is this? And so I went and looked at the holy priest gear, and oh man, he had like 20 better eye level than me. And I was like, well, no wonder he's beating me, because it's not often I get beat now, like, that I've started gearing up. So let's start with you, Chris. Last time we were talking about raiding, you said you were 187 on heroic, and then we had the Christmas break and that, and you weren't sure if you were going to be raiding or no?
Yeah, we came back and set up for just last week, and we tend to raid Wednesday, Thursdays and Mondays. So on the Wednesday, because we know we can get almost a full clear, we just did normal on the Wednesday and heroic on the Thursday, which is, it's good. You can see people's like eye level coming along and people doing like increased DPS kind of week on week basis, but because of the break, it was a good idea just to do normal for one day just to refresh everyone's memory before doing progression. But it was
do you have an add-on for looking at people's eye level?
No, we there's like 3 or 4 officers that like rigorously maintain this this like spreadsheet of people's like gear level and stuff. It's like,
really?
Each of the people who are a certain rank for like raiding or progression rating, and then their eye level, and then a note of their enchantments, because enchantments, there's only 5 enchants per person now, so it's easy to keep note of what they do and don't have enchanted and so on and so forth.
There's an add-on that I've got called O Item Level, and what it does is when you're in a raid with other people, it takes like 1 second per person to scan them all, and it can give you a printout of their eye levels and what they've not got enchanted.
That's probably way quicker than what we are doing.
So you should get it.
Yeah.
It's called Item Level. I only got it this week, because I started using World of Logs to record the raiding and seeing how we were doing and comparing people, and I thought, well, we need to see what people's item levels are.
Yeah.
And it's a good add-on.
Logging your fights is like a massive, massive help. We do it for progression and for normal, just as a marker to see where people's healing and DPS and stuff is. And obviously on like world of logs, you can see what people died to and who died the most and stuff like that. So it's easier to kind of nail out who's kind of ahead of the curve and who's not. So it's a good idea for things like that. Although for the Bracken Spore fight, the world of logs thing is just really disappointing because the green mushroom does more healing than every other healer. So when you put it into like a chart, it's like the green mushroom heals for a million, billion, trillion damage and you're like 2% of the overall healing.
But there's loads and loads of different ways that you can use that. And we started off by trying to weed out the shit people in the guild because, we're taking anybody right now just to get Raiden. And so one of the first things is we noticed a druid was absolutely terrible. And after the raid, we got rid of him. I mean, it's just, I think he was doing about 8k or 9k. He was,
yeah, that was
active only half of the time.
That was on the second day we were raiding. Because the first day, I'm not sure what happened, or maybe if I just got mixed up, but he was actually better geared than me. And he was pulling, like, I think it was something like 4 or 5k.
What spec was he like?
He was Feral.
Feral's supposed to be the best DPS pick at the moment, isn't it?
I thought he was going to absolutely shaft me like in DPS, but it just didn't happen. But we figured like he must have been eBayed. He must have, man. He must have been eBayed.
He was absolutely brutal. So it was just, if it hadn't been for that, I mean, we wouldn't have got some of the other bosses down if we hadn't kicked him at the raid, because we did kick him at mid-raid, I think. And they were like, nah, fuck this guy. We've had enough. We need to get rid of him. Right. And if it hadn't been for that, I don't think we would probably still be sitting with only two or three bosses down there now. So how's PvP going with your hunter?
It's all right. It's, I still feel like they're a really strong class. They'll probably get nerfed, but I still hate Dish Priests.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I thought it almost felt as if they were getting all the patches out the way before like Christmas and stuff, and then things sort of settled down. I thought they would have like nerfed hunters before Christmas if they were going to do.
No, because you'll get the 6.1 patch, which is like the first major patch of expansion, and that's where they do like more PvP gear and the next tier of raids and stuff like that. So that's when they'll hit all the classes with whatever they feel is necessary to balance them.
Right, okay.
And I think that's when they'll do farmers. Like, I can tell you now, marksman, the damage on kill shots going to get nerfed because it activates at 35% and it hits for like easily 35k, and you get to cast it twice. Like, you can pretty much global someone, like just make them disappear when you get them to that level. They're gonna have to get rid of it.
Right. Have they done that in the past, though? Is it always the first patch after expansion, the balance of PvP?
In Cataclysm, I think, it was Blood Death Knights, because you just couldn't kill Blood Death Knights in PvP, and they basically just outlasted every class, and it wasn't until the first major patch hit that they like nerfed them a bit to make sure.
Are Death Knights now still quite OP, though?
Yeah, they're still... Well, not for ranged, because a lot of them get their healing back from hitting you, so as long as you stay out of melee range, you're alright.
And how is your garrison coming along?
My garrison's not bad. I've got everything set up for like my PvP and my raiding, so like my war mill, salvage yard, gladiator sanctum. I've got the Elias the Manslayer title from my PvP, which makes me sound like a total slut.
It's funny the second time.
It was. Do you expect to do my punchline?
It makes me sound like a cock juggler.
And I'm a hunter as well.
Are you of the same opinion as me then, where it seems to be that from now on you're going to have enchanting or a bank, a salvage yard, and then whichever profession you're maining? Is that your three small buildings now?
Pretty much. I've got salvage yard, leatherworking, which is a profession I've got, and jewelcrafting, because I've got enchanting on my druid, but I never use the jewelcrafting one, so I might just change that to be in a bank, because I don't really need it.
So now that I've got four characters. I mean, I've got Jewel Crafting on one. I've got I should have wrote this down or something. Jewel Crafting, tailoring, enchanting, and leatherworking. So each one of them has one each, and then I've just got the salvage yard and the bank on the other ones, because it just feels as if they're necessary now. The reason I'm saying it is because I had tailoring on my priest, but I didn't have tailoring as a profession, because it's jewel crafting and mining that's got, and it just felt like it was taking absolute ages for the cloth to build up for the tailoring place. It's no quick enough, eh? So I think I'm just going to leave it and wait on my warlock, who is already a tailor, and speed that up a bit in another character. Moving on, Scott, what have you been up to for the last 3 weeks?
Looking after a dog, and I've only really started just playing again, so it's pretty much been progressing through High Mall, getting my followers levelled up and stuff on my warrior, and trying to gear both characters, trying to gear my Resto Druid and my Fjord Warrior.
That was one of the things I wanted to ask Chris, actually, is what's the highest tie level you've got on your followers? Because you've had Salvagers.
Oh, I've got four. On my Resto Druid, I've got like 7655 followers.
Fucking hell, man.
But then I've had a salvage yard for a lot longer. The salvage yard, the boxes always tend to reward those follower items. So,
see, I noticed that my shaman's followers are like through the roof now, but I've changed to playing my priest, so my priest's pretty struggling. In fact, my priest doesn't even have 25 followers yet. I've only got 17 followers, so I really need to get on that.
My hunter's way behind. Like, my hunter's only got like one or two level 100 followers. So,
right. How did you get on with Raiden, Scott? How did you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. I think the first day we done, the first kind of raid day we were actually in Highmall went well, because I stuck to my class and I stuck to the spec that I've always played, which is Fury. Mm. And then the twins, and what's the second last boss's name?
Korak.
Korak, yeah. I changed to arms for those two. And I'm just going to say it, I was a fucking disgrace. I wasn't even close to how well I'd done in the first day. So the second day was like atrocious. And I think my activity was about 50% or something like that on those bosses. It was absolutely shocking. But apart from that, like, I just want more gear to come my way. I think that's the problem now. But tactics and stuff, I feel like we all done really well.
Aye, we definitely done really well, considering it's our first week raiding three times a week. I mean, I'm pretty certain that quite a few people had no idea what the tactics actually were. They just sort of, well, pretty much done the same as me, which is have two monitors and keep Icy Veins open on the second monitor and read through it as you're fucking... It's so good that it just goes, healers, this is what you need today. Cool, guys. let's hope we don't fail. Because it was as quick as I could read through them, eh?
I had people whispering me like, what am I meant to do? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm keeping this. I have no idea what the tactics are.
Well, I was just like, I'd looked at the videos that the work gave, but see, until you actually do the fights, you haven't got a clue what's actually going on.
Aye.
So I'm sitting at like that Fat Boss on YouTube. I went through all Fat Boss's videos for all the fights, and I'm like, cool, man. I'm totally none the wiser. I see all the fire on the ground. I see what's going on, but I don't know what's actually happening tactics-wise.
I think when you watch something like that, it's like when you're actually pulling the boss, you're doing the fight, like you're actually in the fight, and something happens, you can, the way my brain works, it goes, oh, I remember that. Like, I just remember that one part about the fight. But little do I know, there's about eight different things I need to fucking remember for that particular fight. So you get it. It's, the more you fight, the more you fucking learn. It's muscle memory at the end of the day.
That's true. Have you been up to anything else? Just your followers in the garrison?
That's about it, yeah. Followers in the garrison.
Have you done anything with your druid in the last 3 weeks?
Nope. Nothing. Apart from heal one boss in Heimal.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was the only...
Man, that took a bit of effort to get you to switch. We'd been queued in LFG for ages, and Scott was like, I'm going to have to heal this. Fuck.
I was kind of dreading it. Like, I didn't want to, I didn't want to get criticised by fucking warlocks.
nice segue.
Yeah, no, I'm brilliant at this. But like, it's only, I think it's got like the epic ring from like the legendary quest, and that's it. Like, the rest of the gear is just heroic gear. So I was kind of dreading it. I was like, it's going to be shit. Like, it's going to stand out as like quite a shit healer. But I done really well in it.
Yeah, you did do quite well in that. Like,
right.
In fact, I've got it here. Let's actually go into your healing. Let's make you feel good about it, Scott.
Yeah, it's all right. So, talk about me for a little bit.
For that total kill, you were doing 20k healing per second. And the only person better was a priest.
What the hell?
Lots
was?
Of gear. 22, Scott. But I was outgearing you, and had you had the same gear, that would have been different. I wouldn't have been bringing it up, that's for sure.
It wouldn't have been the talking point.
Exactly. So let's talk about me and what I've been up to. I switched from my terrible healing shaman to my really good healing priest. And I'm glad I made the change. Like, I feel so much more comfortable back on my priest, knowing more in depth about how to play the class. And I mean, I read loads of things about shamans, but I don't know what it is. I'm just made to play priest, I think. So the priest is now 100, and now it's geared, and its current eye level is 644. So the last time we were talking, it was 637, so it's pretty decent. I know the other priest in our guild that's been raiding with us is a wee bit angry that I've been winning all the rolls for the loot. He did mention it last night, eh?
Oh, did he? That's funny.
Aye. So I've now started looking into how I can heal a bit better and changing the tiny wee details that, like, getting anal about my fucking healing. So last night I decided to change from Desperate Prayer to Angelic Bulwark because it's a passive rather than a cast, and I'm fucking terrible. I don't know how many fights it's been where I should have used Desperate Prayer and I didn't use it, so I've just given in. And I've decided that I'll use Angelic Bulwark to stop me dying in fights, since I keep forgetting to cast stuff. And the other thing is, I had a glyph that made my shield heal for 20% of the total heal, and I've taken that off now. So I can't actually use my shield to heal people anymore, but it'll shield them a bit better. So we'll see what happens tonight when we raid, how my healing compares to the other priest. I've leveled my cooking to 700, but I'm a wee bit annoyed. Well, I'll bring it up at the annoyed bit. Let's just leave that. But cooking, 700. And my fishing, 700. But again, wee bit annoyed about fishing, but not as annoyed as about cooking.
After the last podcast when you mentioned about how you find fishing relaxing, I gave it another shot. Like, I put something on Netflix, was sitting in the vent talking to my guild, still hate it. Still, really? I still absolutely abhor it.
Even with the add-ons?
To be fair, I never put the add-ons in, but I just, nah, it's not for me.
Nah. The only thing that annoys me about the fishing without going into a rant, is just the fact you've got to do it to different places or Draenor, which is annoying. Anyway, so I also found out how amazing a salvage yard is, thanks to Chris, because now my followers on my character that I'm no longer playing, which is doing really well. So hopefully my priest will be catching up soon. Moving swiftly on to the bitch fit section, which is where we need to be right now. Is there anything you would like to discuss, Scott?
Am I going first?
Right. Aye, that's the order on the Word document.
Slater's a prick. That's it.
No, so mean, if you heard that, Slayer, I entirely disagree, you prick.
I think...
I'll edit that out.
Just leave it in. I don't care if he hears.
Scott said before we started this that he was happy. He didn't have anything to add to the bitch fit section, and he was just going to try and ruin the fucking podcast by being just a happy-go-lucky guy. Now wait for it. As he totally changes into the horrible fucking moany git that he really is.
Aye, well, I don't know, you talked about it last time, last podcast, but...
It's fine, man, you can just keep it as a rolling section. Right, when you go
yeah, we'll
the same
just talk
shit.
About it every...
Like, I am still pissed off about
it. I'm still
X.
annoyed. Week 7, I'm still fucking pissed off at him. I just have a problem with, like, I don't know, like, this guy is just, he's like elitist, but he's crap at the game, like, totally crap at the game. And he's just, I have a problem with anybody like that. You're fair enough if you've got, like, a, like, even if the criticism's constructive, like, that's okay, that's fine with me. If you're trying to teach someone how to play a class, that's okay. But just fucking complaining about a job someone's doing in-game, when you don't even play your class that well. No, I can't do it. I can't just let it happen.
The only comparison I've got for what he is a script kiddie. So, like, people who are hackers that are actually good and know what they're doing are often called people script kiddies, who are just wee fucking immature idiots that fucking are just as dangerous as the hackers because they get the script and fucking can hack just as much. So he doesn't really know anything more than the rest of us, but fuck me, can he abuse everybody? Like, even he's just the way he acts in Guild is getting a bit dodgy.
The thing is, like, him as a person, like, almost everybody in the Guild that raids with us knows what he's like.
Aye.
So, like, eventually it's just going to come back to haunt him. But he's lucky I was busy for a week and a half because I would have ripped him a new one.
If you have a look at the guild right now while you're online and see if you look at the guild notes, everybody has a guild note because one of the rogues in the guild was nice and put notes against people.
Yeah.
The only person who doesn't have a note is Slater.
This guy, yes.
And that pretty much sums up. So he doesn't join in. He calls people fuck faces and stuff, just as a general term. So, good officer, yo.
I think these people are people that can dish it out but can't quite take it.
I know, man. So let's move on to the next topic, which is someone who dished it out and couldn't quite take it until someone left his guild. Chris, I hear you got flamed by a guild leaver this week. Is that what's pissing you off right
that
now?
That is what's pissing me off right now. Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks, and I'm still in the back of my mind. I'm like, I can't believe you did that. That is, and I think I'm more annoyed by the fact that. Okay, so to tell the story, this guy who joined our guild, and he joined our guild midway through Siege, right? And this is all absolutely true. I invite you to ask people from my guild if this is the person I'm talking about. He was a Rep Paladin, and he joined their guild, and his DPS was terrible. So this officer spent maybe like 6 hours going through rotation, gems, reforging, gear, best in slot, all sorts to get him better, right? And it made a bit of a difference, right? This kid rolled on agility stuff 6 times in the one raid. In Siege. And you know, obviously agility stuff doesn't come on plate gear, so like he had the fundamentals wrong. At one point in the Garrosh fight, this kid says, "Oh, I've got," or this tank is like, "Oh, you keep taking aggro off of me, the other tank, when I'm trying to pick up all these mobs." And this kid was like, "Oh, no bother. Next pull, I'll just bop that tank, and that'll drop all his aggro." And everyone was like, "No, you fucking won't. That's a terrible idea. Just calm right down." So anyway, progressing into Ward, he's a lot better. He's a lot better at his class and so on. And we break for the Christmas break. Right now, I'm the raid leader for Neo Conquest, and I have to do a lot of like shouting out and telling people what they're doing wrong and telling specific people when they're doing something wrong and just being quite loud and not offensive, but confrontational. Mm-hmm. And so over the Christmas break, everyone leaves. Everyone goes and does their own thing, and there's not many people leave on. And this kid leaves a post on my guild forum being like, "I'm leaving the guild. I'm going to go join a Norwegian mythic guild because, honestly, I just hate Chris. I just hate Chris, and I think he's a bad person, and he just shouts at people, and he thinks he's better than everyone, and he thinks he's a really, you know, top 100 hunter, and he's not, and he tells other hunters with more gear level he could out DPS them, and he can't, and he's bad at sports, and he's ugly, and, you know, I help his mum secretly, you know, hates him, and just all this stuff." Just like a 6 or 7 paragraph hate post on how I'm a bad person.
I think for the next podcast we should just get you to read it word for word.
I think what it sounds like is he didn't get the, like, Santa didn't bring him the graphics card he wanted for Christmas.
So he's away to join a mythic guild as the agility wearing paladin, and I'm sure he'll find, you know, tons of success there. But he posted this big massive post on my forum, and he's never checked any of the answers he got, because every single other person in the guild that isn't him has been like, "You're a ball bag. You've always been a ball bag. I'm kind of happy you left. We wasted so much time on you. Just fuck off." But he's never checked the post, and I'm really salty that I know he's not read my reply.
I think it's terrible that the rest of your guild didn't take your side.
Yeah. But that's what's pissing me off is the.
So do you have him on your battle ID?
No, I don't. But I can't confirm nor deny the fact that I've looked up the guild he's in, and I can't say yes or no to the fact that I've talked to one of their officers about the fact that he's now in that guild. Being like, he's just gonna waste your time. He's just a waste of time.
And I don't know if I can leave that in the podcast, but it's probably going to get left in the podcast because chances are I'm not going to remember to edit that. My thing that's pissing me off is I decided to try and do heroic raiding out with the guild, because although we've been raiding, we're not quite ready. We're going to give it a couple of weeks before we start trying heroic. So I thought, okay, I've read loads of stuff about how everyone thinks that the new looking for raid system's awesome, and you can actually pug individual bosses now. You don't even need to stay and do the full raid, and that's what's so good about the fucking looking for raid thing. So I was like, cool. So I found one that was like, "You must be excellent or get to fuck." So I was like, that's the fucking group I want to be in, man. Excellent or get to fuck is what I'm aiming for. So I join it, and they've said that they've planned to do all 7 bosses, and I'm like, right, cool, here we go. So we do Kargath, and it was a wee bit of a struggle, but I mean, I was one of the people that done the tactics and went up top and everything. Sorry, but we killed the boss, so it was fine. And then we came to Butcher. Oh my god. As a healer, Butcher is a cunt. You need to, well, I went out of mana 10 minutes before we wiped, and no, sorry, 10% before we wiped, and we wiped on 9%. So I was out of mana by 19% on the boss, and I was like, if it hadn't been for casting Solace all the time to try and get my mana back, I was fucked, man. And So I was like, right, maybe I just need to go easier at the start of the fight. And believe me, I had plenty of chances to try different ways if I can conserve my mana, because we're on, like, I don't know, attempt 6 with a complete new set of raiders, because everyone had left and rejoined and that. And the raid leader was like, you better all be pulling 20 fucking K or this isn't going to happen. And I'm like, oh, we're in such a great fucking group. I'm so glad everyone's as excellent as it fucking said in the advertisement. And it didn't work. So I then thought, fuck it, I'll try again a different day. And so it must have been about 12 or 1 or 2 in the morning, fuck knows. And I was like, right, I'm not doing anything. Let's try this heroic butcher again. Same thing again, went in a different group this time that just went, heroic butcher. All right, so you maybe didn't need to be awesome or excellent to join. But I went in, and again, there must have been 4 attempts, and the tank went lol and put the DPS up for the fight. Someone was doing 13k. There was a warlock doing 13k on the fight.
Was his name and, Slater?
No, wasn't he? Unfortunately.
Slater's not even that good.
So the tank left, and after the tank left, everyone else went, oh, I can read DPS meters too. Fuck. And everybody else left. So, I mean, that was like, we must have, I think I've done Heroic Butcher almost 20 times now, and I've still no downed them. But the thing about looking for raid is that the advertisements now say you've got to have 650 eye level, or they won't even consider taking you. And I've got 644, so I've just, and no hope of fucking expanding that, like raising it anytime soon.
But that's still the hardest boss in Heimel. Like, it's just it's like DPS and healer check, because it just hits so hard. You kill it before it rages. But you see all these groups that, like you say, are like, oh, you need this much eye level and you need ahead of the curve for killing all the bosses on heroic mode. The people that are going for those groups probably don't have that achievement and probably don't have that eye level. That's why they're looking for the group. Do you mean?
The thing that was pissing me off so much was, see, when you type into the group heroic and then you can flick through, you can quickly see like all the different bosses people are trying to raid, and there was like heroic Brackenspore, heroic Tectus, and I'm like, how did these people beat Butcher?
No, you can skip Butcher though.
Aye, but these people, it shows you what they've killed, eh?
Like, oh, really?
And it showed you that they'd killed Butcher and they were moving on. I was like, oh, how though? How did the people do it? So that's what's really been pissing me off this week. Now moving on to the news section. Changes for WoW, or any news that we've found. Blizzard have been starting to look at ways in which garrisons can become less monotonous for people with a lot of alts. Now, I went through MMO Champ and found the news, and someone had posted on the WoW forums that it would have been awesome if everything had been account-wide, and it feels like a pain to gather resources and level all the followers again and again and again. And they got a reply from one of the mods that said, we're looking into ways to make garrisons a bit more friendly in future patches for those who enjoy alts. We see that garrisons are a bit too much for you guys right now. So they've not said what changes they're going to make, but they're looking at a way that will change it so that you're not having to go and do your mines every single day and your flowers every single day. So, I mean, I'm not sure what they're going to do, but I'd guess they're going to give you more ore, but you'll only be doing it once or twice rather than on every single one. So that's good news. The other piece of news is that the salvage boxes now stack. So it was getting bad, especially on my shaman, no on my priest, because it's no as good yet with salvaging. But I did notice that if you weren't getting the time to play and you were only logging on to do your missions and logging back off again, the salvage boxes were quickly filling up your bags and they were getting a bit annoying. So it's good that they stack. Now the buff and nerf section. Rogues got buffed across the board. Just to each one, I'm not going into it in detail, fuck it. Death Knights conversion costs 15 runic power per second for Frost Death Knights, up from 10 runic power, so that's a slight nerf, but nothing to write home about. The next section is questions. We do our best to help you guys out by answering shit, but no we don't this time, because no questions were asked, as we suck ass. If they got in contact to ask us any questions, I post on Twitter, I ask, no one follows us, so we can't actually fill this section. I should have really just ignored it, but I'm not gonna, because we want to answer your questions. So please ask us some fucking questions. The next section, the guild section. Scott, feel free to ask me a question if you want. I'll answer anything, man. That's what that section's there for.
Absolutely anything.
Anything.
How did you combat your cake fingers?
I licked them.
There we go. That's that section done.
There's only one option to combat cake fingers, which is licking them, man. Anyway, so the guild section. Our guild. We're still recruiting. We've got up to, I've wrote here, 13 raiders. It's usually more like 7. But by the time we come to raid and then wait 45 minutes, we can usually scrape together 13 or 14 people. And we've managed to do that 4 times now, twice in the last week. And we've also managed to kill 5 bosses on normal. We seem to have a problem with Bracken Spore because, whatever, we spoke about it. The moss in that is a bastard. Hopefully we're doing it tonight and we'll get 787. But a couple of more weeks and we'll have a few more people and hopefully be raiding heroic. Now the next section is the add-on section. And I had something here. I've got auto-turning. I don't know if yous have used it. Scott Walney off because he hates add-ons altogether. Chris, have you ever used auto-turning?
No, what is it?
It speeds up when you're leveling alts. And basically, when you click an NPC and you can read all the lore that goes with the quest, it takes it all away. So if you've already read through all the lore and you think, fuck it, I just want to level my alts as fast as I possibly can, auto-turning means that you right-click an NPC and then you go and do follow the arrow. Just follow the arrow. You don't have to read anything. You don't have to think about it. The quest just pings up. It speeds up. All of that. And so you can take the quests and turn them in a lot faster. And I did tell one of the guys in the guild to use it, and he did say that he noticed a significant speed increase for leveling his alt just by taking away the clicking.
That was a very long explanation. As you could have just said, like, I'm a lazy bastard, I use this add-on.
But, I mean, that's what add-ons are for, because I'm a lazy bastard.
Aye, when you install like 90 odd add-ons, you've got a problem, Ali, I think.
I know. But I mean, further on, the other add-on we're talking about is O item level, which is if you're raid leading and you want to know what eye level the people are in your raid, you want to know if they've not enchanted something, you use this add-on and you can actually spam in raid and say, look, yous are all idiots, go home and fucking enchant your neck or whatever, your back, it'll be your back, no, your neck. So, 2 add-ons this time, auto-turning and no item level. Right, this brings us to the top 5 section, which you guys should hopefully have had some time to think about. Did any even read on in the script to go, oh, I should be thinking about that right now. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad you sent this to me because I read the shit out of it.
So this week's top 5 section, it's the top 5 excuses to get away from real life to play WoW. So I'm going to go first with mine, and hopefully the other two have came up with 2 each by the time I finish saying this. And it is, I usually just say I'm going to study, because we both know, me and my girlfriend both know, that I'm going to play WoW. When I say I'm going to study, I'm not going to study.
Are you sure your girlfriend knows? Because you sound like you're talking a bit quieter.
Yeah.
Did you notice that, Chris?
Yeah,
she's
right that. There. She's right there.
Send her a link to the podcast. What's up?
She has in the house in her eye. So when I say I'm going to study, she's going to come up the now, like. Right, so, Chris.
I have used the whole, I've got food poisoning, to get myself out of work and I did it in.
We were talking about real life. We weren't talking about skipping out and work.
This, just hear me out. This is in Wrath of the Lich King, and we were doing a Lich King progression. And I lived with like three other people. It was my girlfriend at the time and her friend and her boyfriend. And I phoned into work that night and was like, oh, I'm not feeling well. I'm not going to be in tomorrow. So I could raid later. And then during the day, my friend who knew I was off sick, who thought I did have food poisoning, was like, oh, I brought you all this like food that you can have that's quite, you know, good for sensitive stomachs. So I had like fucking Rennies and stuff for like medicine to calm, like antidiuretics and like all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, thanks very much. Trying to be really, really quiet when I'm reading, when I'm calling stuff out. Like whispering into the mic on Ben. Like,
oh, no. I can't believe that, man. Is that the worst one? Do you have something else that you're about to top that way?
No, that's the worst one.
Right.
The worst one. I also have, you know, used the old kind of, oh, I'm just going to have an hour, 15 minutes or, you know, whatever to my girlfriend at the time so that I knew she'd go to sleep, and then I'd just fucking stay up for hours and hours and hours.
That's what happened for me during Christmas, eh? I mean, like, on the holidays, Tina would go to bed like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock or something, and I'd be like, ah, I'll be there like 1 o'clock or something and show up at 4. Even recently, like, me and Scott stayed up to like 4 or something the other night, and we're just like, oh, is that the time? Fuck.
I've told her I was going to go to bed at like 2.
Exactly. I did say that. She's like, I bet you're going to be up to 3 the night. And I was like, no, she said, what time are you coming to bed at the night? And I just went, I don't know, 3. And I was only kidding, eh? And we actually went to bed at like 3:45.
When, so, the thing I do, like if Danny asks me, like, oh, what time did you eventually come to bed now? Like, she wakes up, like, you could drop a pin in a fucking, on a wooden floor and she'd fucking hear it and wake up. So, like, half of me wants to go, oh, yeah, it was about, I don't know, 1:30, something like that. When actually it was, like, 5:30. Like, I've only been sleeping for, like, 2 hours when she wakes up. But, I don't know. Like, I've always got that, should I just tell the truth and say I was playing Warcraft all night. I wasn't doing anything constructive.
I get nudged in the morning and she's like, get up, you're so lazy. And I'm like, I defeated 6 monsters last night, only got 4 hours sleep, and you're saying I'm lazy. She's going to come up to now. I'm feared already. So that's 3. Scott added 1, so that's 4. And he just makes up a bullshit excuse, so there's still a 5th. Hey, let's think about this. What else did I do to get out of WoW? I don't think I've ever missed work to play WoW. I know I missed college to play Call of Duty, but not quite WoW.
Oh, I've done that before.
I didn't even give an excuse. Maybe that's the best thing.
I was going to bring that up, and I thought, but it's not Warcraft. Call of Duty, was it Modern Warfare 3 came out? And I didn't even get, I think... The bastard about it was, I was online and quite a lot of people in my college class had me added. I think at that point it was still like MSN Messenger everyone was using, like back in the past. But people were going, like guys in the college class were going, oh, the lecturer's asking how Call of Duty is. And I'm like, I just went, oh, for fuck's sake, like I'm caught. And I went, ah, it's brilliant. It's fucking, I'm so glad I took this day off. I'm so glad I stayed off college for this day.
Well, I mean, the worst thing that happened to me with Call of Duty was when it came out, I played, I think it wasn't a COD 4, so it must have been, I'm not sure. Doesn't matter anyway, but when it came out, I stayed up and I went to the 12 o'clock opening, and once I got the game, I stayed up and played it for 27 hours, and I couldn't see for the next 2 days. Like, my eyes had dried out, they were red raw. And like, I just sitting in front of the telly for 27 hours, man, I'd strained the muscles in my eyes or whatever, I'd strained something in my eyes, and I couldn't see for 2 days. So for 2 days, I just had to sit about the house with my eyes shut, like, oh, I'm never doing that ever again.
That's quite a good talking point, actually. Like, what Is that like, obviously, that's the longest you've stayed up and played
Warcraft. It's the longest, man.
What's the longest? What's the longest you have? You've stayed up, Chris.
It's playing Warlords when Warlords first came out. I stayed up for, I think it then was 29 hours. And I took like 4 days off my work to play it because I had like excess holidays anyway, and because I'm a massive nerd and I wanted to. And I stayed up and played it. And obviously, when Warlords launched, it was like really buggy, really laggy. And like once you were in, that was amazing. But if you like DC'd or anything, you couldn't get back to the server for like 4 hours at a time.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I got in and like started hearing about all these problems about how people couldn't connect after the DC. And I was like, oh, I've got to just stay on. I've got to just stay on. Like, if I DC, I'm not going to get back on until, you know, I go back to work. To the point that I got DC'd like after these 29 hours. And there was a bunch of people also staying on with me that were like, oh, I'm just going to go to bed, whatever. And this guy had just come back on. So I was like, right, okay. I was like, well, it's going to take me like 6 or 7 hours to get into this server anyway, because Defiant Brotherhood had like a queue of about 3 billion people who all came back for Warlords. So I was like,
well, less than 3 billion. Yeah.
And they merged the servers and they merged as well. Servers
as well, yeah. So I was like, Hobbs, I'm going to sleep on my couch. See when you see me like log on and get in the server, can you like give me a shout? And he was like, yeah, no bother. So I slept on my couch, had my speakers turned up like to levels that were just inhumane. And like 5 or something hours later, he was just like, Chris, you're logged in. Like, absolutely fucking shat the bed thinking, walked or something, and went back to playing for like another 16 hours or something.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
At least you got a wee sleep in between, like.
Yeah.
That's efficiency for you.
Did you not feel as if your eyes were fucked after the 29 hours?
I shouldn't have got back up and played. I should have had more sleep. But I think I just like fueled myself on because I thought, oh, if I get disconnected, I'm going to go back on. Just the fear of not playing kept me motivated. I had some of the weirdest dreams in the following days, like just classic, you know, getting chased by pure monsters and everything from Warcraft. So my mind just kind of shut down.
Every other dream is just you hovering over a campfire, making some sort of cooking fishy thing. Yeah. What about you, Scott? That's the longest you've spent.
I would say 48 hours, but it was like 2 days straight of playing WoW. But the funniest part about it is that people were going to Witherspoon's for like lunch the day after I had like stopped playing, and I still hadn't slept in, so I had stayed up the first night and then stayed up all the way through the second night as well. And it hit, I think it was about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and then someone texted me saying, oh, do you want to go to Witherspoon's for lunch? And I went, aye, why not? I feel alright. I'm alright. So I went to Witherspoon's, and I swear to God, I was falling asleep at the table, and I just had, everyone was looking at me like, you need to do something with your life. That is insane. And I was just laughing. I was like, that was quite an achievement. And then people were like, oh yeah, you can die from that, by the way. Like, staying still for that long. I was like, well, cheated death, innit? So that's all that happened. It was fucking shocking. I've never done it. I don't think I could even do that now, even if I wanted to.
No, after the coming days after, I was just tired and like moody and like dehydrated and everything. So I was just like, nah, I can't do that again. I need to just tone that back.
I don't think my eyes could actually take it. I'm probably the only one at the three of us that actually wears Gunner optics while playing the computer now. Because I'm that fear that my eyes dry out and everything for extended periods of time.
I think.
Take it. Do either of you wear them? No.
No.
See, once you've had the pain, that is the eye strain of gaming. you get a set of Gunner optics, and you just fucking never play for more than 8 hours or something at a time.
I think on the second night that I stayed all the way through the night, I think it was just like a general adrenaline and crisps that were keeping me awake.
I used to drink quite a lot of energy, and I stopped when I started going to the gym because it's just full of stuff that's just absolutely fucking terrible for you. But I was like, oh, it's just one week. It's going to be a part of the expansion. And like, I've never felt more like I was going to have a heart attack in my entire life, because my heart was going, like, absolutely, like, ridiculous beat. But I got so used to it that I was like, oh, it just means I'm full of energy. Come on, let's just keep going. Like, fuck my heart. I can have cardiac arrest while I sit in my chair. I just need to get to 100. Come on.
I've almost overdosed on caffeine before. So, in fact, I have overdosed on caffeine before. I had to go to hospital because I could feel my heart in my throat. It was that bad. They were like, we don't think it's an angina attack, but you've definitely overdosed on caffeine. And I was like, I think I know what I took that caused that. I was making my own pills, man, my own energy pills. And I fucked up the dosage.
Right.
So I could actually feel it in my throat, and it was scary as fuck. Like,
I've never done that. Like,
the weeks before that, he was telling us that he was going to do it. And I was kind of, people were talking about it to me, like, obviously Ali wasn't in the conversation, and they were going, fucking hell, you should really watch what he's doing. I even told my dad at work, like, because I work with my dad, and I said to him, like, he's going to do this shit. And I was like, he's going to hurt himself, like. And my dad's like, you should do something. You should, like really tell him that he's going to risk his life. And I went, but you don't know Ali. And if you tell Ali not to do something, he's going to fucking do it more. So I know. That's pretty much what I said to everyone else. Like, just he'll make his own mistake. He might die, but he'll learn from it.
He'll learn in death from his mistakes, man. I went and bought like 1,000 capsules, like biodegradable capsules, and filled them all up with like raspberry ketones and stuff like that that people take to lose weight. And I thought I'd like measured all the dosages it right, but they were supposed to be for mixing with water, so they're stronger or whatever than what they actually put in the capsules. So I fucked myself up big time. So we seem to have moved straight on to the bullshit section, where we talk about non-WoW stuff. we were going to talk about our guild Facebook page in this section.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys, a guy called Buck, Buck, he said, how about we all write a short text and introduce ourselves and our characters to the rest of the guild? And he's like, oh, I'm 27 years old and I'm from the Netherlands and I work as a developer. And I was like, right, I'm going to get in on this shit. So I was like, my name's Haggis. Nae real name. All they need to know is I'm Haggis. I'm 26, I'm Scottish, blah, blah, blah. And so then I started reading through a couple of the others, and there's obviously Slater, who wrote his
Bible.
Giant story, a Bible. And it was about how in 2005 he started a guild, and it was called Shadow Pact, and that's the guild that we're in the new because we've started it back up again. And he basically gave a full history of the guild and where it came from, and people that no one even knows or cares about anymore. And then Scott introduced himself and just wrote,
"My name is Jeff."
My name's Jeff. And so, like, There's like hardly any likes on all of that thread, and then Scott's introduction gets 5 likes, and I was just like, brilliant. I almost fell off the toilet when I read that. Like,
it was right after Slater as well, because I was like, this is so, like, I always find things like this like really cringy.
Yeah,
like, I hate things. Like, I hate doing things like that. And I was like, I'm not going to play ball. I'm a fucking rebel. I'm not doing it. So I'm just going to fucking.
I'll put in what the information that people need, but I'll also give a bit of extra that'll make them go, "This guy is no right in the head." And so that's why I was just like, I mean, a priest. I used to mean a warlock. I also have a jiu-jitsu yellow belt. So watch your back, fuckers. But my name's Jeff. Pretty much beats that. Like,
I was when I read. Sorry, Chris, you go.
No, we've got something similar on the guild forums of like just people's profiles, and people like sometimes post photos and the likes and dislikes and stuff. Now, that's quite interesting reading about like new people. But there's this one guy back in Wrath, right? Who was a Death Knight tank called Eluch, like ELUCH. And he posted this massive thing, similar to what you said. It was like an absolute Bible. And at the very bottom, the very, very, very bottom, he posted a picture, right? And they apparently, he was apparently like 49 years old, and he was like grey hair, and his photo looked like an absolute serial killer. Like he could not have looked more like an absolute murderer in this picture. He's just like not smiling, looking directly at the camera, massive over frame glasses with huge lenses, like dead in the face kind of look. And at the underneath that, he says, my likes and dislikes. He says, I like girls, but for some reason they don't like me. And it just became like an absolute meme in our girl day, because this guy is just an absolute, all seriousness, post this like murderous photo of himself being like, oh, I'm single and I like women, but they can't find anybody to like me back. I was terrifying, absolutely fucking terrifying. He's not my girl anymore, and if you ever hear this, you look, you're a creepy looking bastard.
What's it? I take it he still plays Horde, though, aye?
I don't know. He's I was in Wrath of the Lich King, like.
Oh, alright. I was going to say, didn't he happen to flame you recently? And then did you pretend you were a girl?
Yeah. I broke his heart. His 55-year-old heart.
And he still calls them girls. I like girls, but they don't like me.
Yeah, maybe that was like appropriate wording. Maybe he likes, you know, girls.
Aye, that, maybe that's...
Going after like 18-year-olds instead of more mature ladies.
I think he's playing the wrong game, though. Right? You should be getting into Skylanders or fucking something like that.
Yeah.
So, the title of the podcast... I've put, instead of Revenge of the Sith for episode 3, I've put Revenge of the Elitist, purely because Slater.
That's all you need to say.
Aye.
That does it for me, like.
So, aye.
I can't wait. I can't wait for the day he stumbles across these. Honestly, can't wait, because I'm just like, all the things I wanted to say to him, like, he's just going to hear it through this, so. And it'll be like,
you're writing a diary of hate for Slater, and you're going to have a wee shrine that just says, I hate you this much. And then eventually he'll just like come up and be like, holy shit, that's all about me.
Yeah. See, I said I was gonna post the podcast on my guild's forums for people listening. And I never did it last time just because I was home for Christmas and stuff, but I'll do it after this. And I've told a couple of people that I was doing it. But I'm now going to have to watch if I ever come back on this podcast again to be like, if there's something pissing me off, be like, oh, that fucking idiot so-and-so who's still in my guild, he's a fucking idiot, does all this wrong and stands in the fire and thinks he's a pure God's gift to hunters or whatever.
That's the thing, though. At least, like, everybody deals with stuff that pisses them off and wow all the time. So, I mean, like, everybody's going to have that Slater. I mean, like, there's part of my uni work the now is people working in groups, and there's a name for the Slaters. I just obviously haven't studied enough to tell you exactly what it is, but everybody fills different roles. There's like 8 different roles, and one of them is a Slater. Someone who just can't really deal with other people and authority and has to think that his ideas are the best and that. That's a thing in a group, so everybody has a Slater. So there's actually no harm in hating on the Slater. Because that's a thing that it helps bring the rest of the guild together. If you've got somebody to all hate on together, yeah. Then it's fucking... It makes everybody else's bonds that much closer.
The thing is, see with people like that, I'm usually the first one to say, I fucking hate that guy. He's a prick. And then everyone else will be like, oh, I thought he was quite a nice guy. And, like, it takes them maybe a couple of months more to figure out that he's a prick. So, this time, it's been like a whitewash. Everybody's like, yeah, I know he's a fucking arsehole. Like, he keeps talking to everybody about how to play the class and doesn't know how to fucking play himself.
It's reassuring to hear that, because I have the exact same thing. Like, there's a running meme in my guild where I'm like, oh, I hate so-and-so, that everyone's like, you don't like anybody, though. So it's reassuring to hear that somebody else has that kind of, you know, I told you he was a bad egg.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Everybody's got a a fucking flamer that leaves the guild and then is instantly replaced by someone else. So no doubt, next week you'll have someone else writing on the forums complaining about how you've ruined their lives and how they entirely blame you, or you might get lucky and it'll be someone else that has to fucking
do it. Oh, no, maybe, because I'm the only person that tells people. Nobody else is willing to give.
Well, see the next time you raid, you should just, for a joke, write, here are the tactics, I know the fucking tactics, you don't know the tactics. That's all that you need to know.
when we're doing Imperator, because I'm calling out like for the whole raid group to move like left when this mine lands, right? He put in his post that he got sick of hearing people say left all the time, right? So when I was going over tactics, I was like, right, I'll try and call this out and call that out, and then was like, and I'll try and not call out for people to move left because they'll all leave the guild if I do. And like fucking the entire raid just burst into laughter, right? Because obviously they knew that this guy's just been a pure idiot.
So, the outro song, we had a wee bit of discussion about the outro song.
Wasn't all that much of a discussion. I kind of nailed the facts to the wall when I chose the song. So
Scott has a thing about Cher
and Lady Gaga.
He was adamant that he had to listen to this song, and Daphne and Celeste wasn't good enough for him. So that'll definitely be getting put on the next one, because I can't even be dealing with all this actual good music on our podcast. So Scott got to pick the song, and I'll let him introduce it at the end. But before that, just want to say that this week's Ask the Listeners hashtag ATL, where we talk about the previous answer for last week, I've just left it blank because no one asked us any questions and no one answered the Ask the Listener thing. So this week's Ask the Listener's question is, why you no talk to us? Seriously, guys, why you no talk to us? And I'll put that out there. So this week's questions, why you know, talk to us, and that's it for this episode. Please remember to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which I've not recorded this podcast because the last time I did it I fucked it up and I've still not fixed it yet. So follow us on Twitter and reply, please reply to this week's hashtag ATL at failcapped, or email us at failcapped@gmail.com. And remember, our guest speaker this week was Chris, and he's at ScotlandChris7 on Twitter. Scott, please intro the outro.
This is Beast by Nico Vega.
You nearly fucked that up.
Totally fucked that up.